The following is a Sunday feast lecture on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 7, text number 3. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari. Recorded on June 24th, 2012, in Sydney, Australia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Manushyanam Sahasreshu. Kashtir yatati siddhaye. Yatatam api siddhanam. Kashtin mang vedi tatvatah. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. Purport. There are various grades of men, and out of many thousands, one may be sufficiently interested in transcendental realization to try to know what is the self, what is the body, and what is the absolute truth. Generally, mankind is simply engaged in the animal propensities, namely eating, sleeping, defending, and mating. And hardly anyone is interested in transcendental knowledge. The first six chapters of the Gita are meant for those who are interested in transcendental knowledge, in understanding the self, the super self, in the process of realization by jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, and discrimination of the self from matter. However, Krishna can be known only by persons who are in Krishna consciousness. Other transcendentalists may achieve impersonal Brahman realization, for this is easier than understanding Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Person, but at the same time, He is beyond the knowledge of Brahman and Paramatma. The yogis and jnanis are confused in their attempts to understand Krishna. Although the greatest of the impersonalists, Sripad Shankaracharya, has admitted in his Gita commentary that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his followers do not accept Krishna as such, for it is very difficult to know Krishna even though one has transcendental realization of impersonal Brahman. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the primeval Lord Govinda, Ishvaraha Paramaha Krishnaha Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. It is very difficult for the non-devotees to know Him, although non-devotees declare that the path of bhakti or devotional service is very easy. They cannot practice it. If the path of bhakti is so easy, as the non-devotee class have been proclaimed, then why do they take up the difficult path? Actually, the path of bhakti is not easy. The so-called path of bhakti, practiced by unauthorized persons without knowledge of bhakti, may be easy. But when it is practiced factually according to the rules and regulations, the speculative scholars and philosophers fall away from the path. Srila Rupa Goswami writes in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 12101, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidingvina Aikantaki Harer Bhakti Rutpattayaiva Kalpate. Devotional service of the Lord that ignores the authorized Vedic literatures like the Upanishads, Puranas, and Narada Pancharatra is simply an unnecessary disturbance in the society. It is not possible for the Brahman realized impersonalist or the Paramatma realized yogi to understand Krishna, the Supreme personality of Godhead. As the son of Mother Jasota, or the charioteer of Arjuna, even the great demigods are sometimes confused about Krishna. Muhyanti Yatsuryaha. Mangtu Veda Nakashchana. No one knows me as I am, the Lord says. And if one does know him, then Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. Such a great soul is indeed very, very rare. Therefore, unless one practices devotional service to the Lord, one cannot know Krishna as he is, tatvatah, even though one is a great scholar or philosopher. Only the pure devotees can know something of the inconceivable transcendental qualities in Krishna. His being the cause of all causes, his omnipotence and opulence, and his wealth, fame, strength, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation, because Krishna is benevolently inclined to his devotees. He is the last word in Brahman realization, and the devotees alone can realize him as he is. Therefore it is said, Adakshi Krishna Namadi Nabhavedgrayam Indriyai Sevon Muke Jivado Svayam Eva Spadat Yadaha. No one can understand Krishna as he is by the blunt material senses, but he reveals himself to the devotees, being pleased with them for their transcendental loving service unto him. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.234.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatha Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Varijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalitashi Vishakam Vitamascha.
So it's not a very common thing to realize Krishna. But by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, it becomes available to everyone. That is very special mercy. This wonderful process of Krishna consciousness, by the mercy of Lord Gauranga, you see, chanting, dancing, and feasting, sing and dance in ecstasy, take prasadam, you see. By this process, one can realize the highest truth. By this process, it becomes easy. Here is described as a very difficult thing. But Lord Chaitanya has made it simplified. Krishna consciousness for dummies. Lord Chaitanya's program, you see. The Kali Yuga, we were all more or less dummies, less intelligent. Alpa made the subs, described in Bhagavatam. We have very meager intelligence. But Lord Krishna, being very, very kind, has given us this wonderful process, you see. One does not have to give up one's comfortable home and live in the forest. You can remain comfortably situated in your home, but you chant Hare Krishna, you see. Hear the glories of Krishna. Read the books of Krishna. Take the prasad of Krishna. Chant the japa mala, you see. In this way you can make your life perfect. Simply you have to dovetail everything with Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was a married man, a householder. He was working for British government. But he saw everything as property of Krishna. He says, I am working to maintain Krishna's household. So even while working his job, he was engaged in devotional service, because in his consciousness he wasn't working for anybody's sense gratification. He was working for the service of Krishna. So that's the key. You see, you can go one way or the other, sense gratification or devotional service. We have a choice. You can live for sense gratification or you can live for Krishna service. And whichever one you choose, you're going to get that result. If you go for sense gratification, you will get another material body when you leave this body, you see. Yang yam bhavi smadam bhavam chajanati kalevaram. You see, whatever state of consciousness you leave this present body, that carries you to your next body. So if you're thinking of sense gratification, you get a body suitable, you see, for sense gratification. But you're thinking, how can I please Krishna? How can I think, speak, and act in such a way in all times, all places, and all circumstances that will please my beloved Krishna? You see? You say, well, why would I want to do that? I mean, Krishna can't see, right, what I'm doing, can he? He doesn't know what I'm thinking, does he? Yet Krishna knows everything. Sarvagya, he knows everything. He knows what you're thinking, he knows what you're saying, he knows exactly what you're doing at every minute. It's not that you're hidden somewhere in your bedroom, you know. Krishna can't see. No, Krishna sees everything in your head, in your brain, everything. So why not say, okay, I'm going to clean the house. I'm going to really clean my house. I mean, that lust, that greed, that anger, that madness, illusion, envy. I'm going to place it with Krishna consciousness. That's it. I'm just going to move in some new furniture, you know, and get rid of the old furniture. Buy a new set of furniture, you see. Instead of lust, anger, and greed, I'm going to have hearing, chanting, and remembering, you see. Just switch the furniture, that's all. Get rid of your old, worn-out furniture, your lust, greed, your anger, your madness, illusion, envy that you've been carrying with you for millions of lifetimes. You see, actually, when you leave your body, in material consciousness, you carry your lust, greed, anger, madness, illusion, envy with you in your subtle body. So we've been carting all this garbage around for millions of lifetimes. Now it's time to say, okay, it's time for some new furniture. You see, now it's going to be hearing, chanting, remembering. I just want to clean all this garbage out and get a wonderful consciousness, a wonderful state of consciousness, where I don't have lust, I don't have greed, I don't have anger, I don't have madness, illusion, and envy. You see, I just, it's completely filled up with Krishna consciousness. So is that difficult to do? Not really. You just have to do it one step at a time. I remember my mother gave me that advice one time. Son, you just have to live your life one day at a time. You see. If you just take it one step at a time, you think, well, I have to be a pure devotee. It seems impossible. All right, well, just be a little bit purer of a devotee than you are today. You see. Tomorrow, let me be a little bit more pure than I was. You see, everybody just a little bit more pure. Not that I had to become a Mahabhagavat overnight. It seems impossible. But let me just become a little bit more Krishna conscious today than I was yesterday. That's all. Just a tiny bit more Krishna conscious. What can I do today to increase my Krishna consciousness? You see. Can I chant better rounds? Can I hear a lecture instead of just spacing out? You see. Can I, instead of just going to sleep, can I read the Krishna book for a few minutes before I doze off to sleep? You know, what can I do to be more Krishna conscious, you see? If every day we're trying to think, how can I improve, how can I improve, how can I improve? Then that little tiny bit of improvement, little micro improvement, you see, we do on a daily basis over a span of many years, it becomes a huge transformation of the consciousness. Huge transformation of consciousness. So don't be discouraged if you can't make a quantum leap in devotional service. Just take those little baby steps, you see, little by little, paday, step by step, little by little, make progress in Krishna consciousness. But do it steadily, every day, that's the key. Every day, rise early before sunrise, chant Japamala. If you're not chanting 16 rounds yet, then gradually work your way up to 16, you see, which is the magic number given by Prabhupada. Because 16 rounds is a fully charged consciousness that will keep you in transcendental bliss 24 hours a day. If you can chant 16 rounds every day, you see. 16 is a magic number given by the greatest Vaishnava Acharya in the history of the universe, his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. So if you can get up to doing 16 every day, you're going to feel, you'll be fully surcharged. You see. Just like when you, before you leave your house, you make sure your mobile phone's fully charged up, you see. I don't want to miss that important call this afternoon with a phone that went dead, you see. So in the same way you'd fully charge your phone, so the little bars come all the way across, you see. So get those little bars in your heart all the way across, 16 rounds, you see. That gives you, the best thing is chant them in the early morning. That's when it's, you get the most benefit, early morning japa. So in this way, if you will try to, you know, be steady in your service, try to increase your service every day, you just have the most amazing life you could ever imagine. More than you could even imagine, it becomes amazing. You can achieve the highest perfection. We just read an hour ago in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that even in your present body, you can attain the topmost perfection of realizing your eternal relationship with Krishna. Even within your present body, you see. You just have to be very, very serious about cultivating Krishna consciousness every day. Understanding it's more important than making money, more important than mundane education, more important than getting a spouse, more important than going to visit your friends and family. This is more important than anything else you'll ever do, than going to Disney World or whatever you want to do. You see, developing your Krishna consciousness is the prime duty of the living being. Everything else, you can take it or leave it. It's optional. But this is mandatory if you actually want to achieve the goal of human life. Anything else can be accepted or rejected, but this one thing is absolutely mandatory. You see, you must take Krishna consciousness. This is confirmed in the Mundaka Upanishad. Tad vaganartam sagrug sagarumeva bhigatschet. If you have studied Sanskrit grammar, you know that the verbs have different endings, like gachati, he goes, gachanti, they go, gachchet, must go. So this is called the vidhi-lin form of the verb. So in this shloka of the Mundaka Upanishad, it is clearly stated, tad viganartam sagurum eva bhigatschet. If you want to actually realize the Supreme Absolute Truth, you must, absolutely must go to a bona fide spiritual master. So what does that mean to go to the spiritual master? It means to surrender to Krishna, because that's what he engages you into him. He trains you how to fully surrender yourself to Krishna. That is the role of the spiritual master, you see. He is not interested in making and having any number of disciples or being famous. No. He just wants to help you become happy. That's all. He wants to serve you, that's all. That's the meaning of a spiritual master. He simply wants to serve you. He doesn't want to see you suffering. This bona fide spiritual master is an ocean of compassion. He can't tolerate to see anybody unhappy. So he wants to help everybody to surrender to Krishna, to come back to their original constitutional nature. You may say, well, why surrender to Krishna? Because that's the actual nature of the living entity. This is confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jivara Sarupahoi Krishnara Nityadas. The constitutional position of the living entity is that he is the eternal servant of Krishna. So we have a few minutes left, about 10 minutes. Anybody have any questions? Yes?
It's the most prime duty of the human life. Then why we go so many sidelines, we book the priority and then neglect this side, the prime duty?
Why we prioritize other things?
Yeah, we prioritize other things.
Why do we do that?
Yeah.
So, if this is the prime necessity, why do we prioritize other things and give them more importance than Krishna consciousness? This means we are not properly educated, that's all. We live in a society which values material advancement. They even say spirituality is just a dream. Many people say there is no God, really. This is just something for less intelligent people to pacify their minds. You know, little fairy tales for less intelligent people. That's the propaganda out there in the world right now. So we have to realize we're not in an atmosphere which is actually giving us the proper training, the proper guidance, the proper inspiration. That's why we need the spiritual master. That's why we need the scriptures. That's why we need the association of devotees. Because these will give us the proper guidance, the proper inspiration. So it's due to bad association, really, that we don't prioritize Krishna consciousness. Thinking, well, maybe a little bit here and there is okay, but I certainly wouldn't make it the prime goal of my life, is it? To awaken my Krishna consciousness. I'm not ready for that yet. We should be. We should take it like that. because death can come at any time. This, therefore, one should take this as his prime duty to awaken my Krishna consciousness. Everyone should do that. Why not do that? Is there any reason not? Anyone can say why not to make it the prime duty of one's life to awaken one's Krishna consciousness? Can any of you say why not to make it the prime duty of one's life? If you can't say any reason why not, then you must do. Then you must do. You must make it the prime duty of your life. Bhagavatam says, anything you do that doesn't awaken your, for it's not for awakening your Krishna consciousness, shama eva hi kevalam, it is simply a useless waste of time. So why waste time? You say, well, I need some entertainment. I mean, you know, tapasya is okay, but I need some entertainment. But you don't realize this is the supreme entertainment. I don't need to go to the cinemas. It's like I fly in the airplane. This is my wife, Vishnupriya Devi Dasi. We fly all over the world traveling and preaching. We took 60 flights last year, and many of the flights were international flights where you have, you know, 200 videos right there available. Touch the little button. So how many videos did we watch last year? What was the count? Zero. Is it? Because why waste time? These things... Just remembering Krishna, sitting there in the airplane seat, remembering Krishna is more blissful than watching a video. Just thinking Krishna, just the thought of Krishna is more blissful, more enlivening than any stupid Hollywood or Bollywood movie, you see. Just thinking of Krishna, that's all. Just remembering his beautiful name, Krishna. His amazing fame, you see. His beautiful threefold bending form. I mean, who could talk about good looking? I mean, wow. Nobody looks as good as Krishna. He was the most beautiful fellow in the whole existence. Nobody competes with Krishna, you see. No woman, no man can compete with the beauty of Krishna. He's the source of all beauty, you see. He's no one more beautiful. Who's more powerful than Krishna? I mean, even the big prime ministers and presidents, they're nothing. They're just a little pipsqueak compared to Krishna, you see. Who is more renounced? You say, renounced? Come on, he had all those girlfriends? What do you mean, renounced? But it's confirmed by Grandfather Bhishma. Grandfather Bhishma Dev, he is famous for being Dhritavrata, the most of his austere vow that I will never marry, you see. For his father wanted to marry, and he gave up, so his father's sense gratification, he gave up his sense gratification, Prabhupada explained. So he's celebrated as the greatest renunciate, Grandfather Bhishma Dev, you see. He was so much appreciated by his father, he gave the benediction, you will never die unless you want to. That is my blessing, my son. You will never be forced to die, you will only die when you want to die, you see. So he is famous for being the greatest brahmachari in the history, Bhishma Dev. But the Rajasuya sacrifice, Krishna was being criticized, you see. But Grandfather Bhishma, he said, no, Krishna is the greatest renunciate. Because he was dancing with all those beautiful girls in the forest, and he did not fall down into any nonsense activities. He said, if I'd been with those dancing in the forest with all those beautiful young girls, I would have fallen down, you see. But Krishna did not fall down. So he is the greatest of all brahmacharis, you see. So Krishna is the most powerful, he's the most wealthy, he's the most beautiful, he's the greatest renunciate, you see. He's the most famous, he's the most wealthy. Just to think about him, he's the ultimate superstar in the history of all existence, you see. So instead of thinking about, you know, some mundane figure in the material world, some mundane so-called superstar. Think about Krishna. You see? If you think about some mundane superstar, that's where you go, where he went. If you're thinking about a mundane superstar at the time of death, then you go where he went. Oh, my beloved so-and-so, you know, from the rock band or whatever, you know. I'm thinking about some rock singer at the time of death. Wherever he goes, you go with him. You see, whatever hell he went to, you're going with him to hear his music in hell, or whatever, you know. But if you will think of Krishna, you see, then you will go to Krishna. So here we have a question that came in. Sometimes we are scared of fully surrendering to this Krishna conscious process. How to overcome this? Scared of not reaching the end goal of going back to home, back to God. So it's like scared if we do it and scared if we don't do it. I'm too scared to surrender and I'm also scared of not surrendering. So I'm just scared. Well, why are you so scared? I mean, you know, that's an art. It means you're identifying with your body, you see. One has to become a Bhai Chadan, like Prabhupada's name, you see. You have to become fearless. One who is actually Krishna conscious, he is free from fear. A Bhai. He has no fear. Why are you so afraid? What are you afraid of? You see, what are you going to lose? You've been serving your material senses for millions of lifetimes, and where did it get you? You've been engaged in material sense gratification, serving wife, family, husband, etc., for millions of births. Where has it gotten you? Another damn rotting body, that's all. So why not just make an experiment and for one lifetime serve Guru and Krishna? Just say, I'll make an experiment. I'll be a little daring here. I'm just going to make an experiment. Just like, you know, Edison trying to get a light bulb to work. You know, I'm going to make an experiment. Scientific experiment. I'm going to give one lifetime to Guru and Krishna and just see what happens. If you're not happy, you can always come back and get another material body and engage in sense gratification again. Krishna's not going to force you to come to his abode. Is he? Why not just give one lifetime to serve Guru and Krishna and see what happens? Just out of curiosity. Well, you know, Prabhupada said this and maybe it's true, who knows? Let me just try it and see what happens. Let me just give one life. I mean, you have millions of lifetimes. You can have millions and billions and more if you want this material world. You see, you can have millions and billions. But out of these millions and billions, why not just for one lifetime say, okay, this life is completely for Guru and Krishna and see what happens, what the result of doing them. And I guarantee you, if you will do that, you will find the result to be strikingly wonderful. I absolutely guarantee it. So, take my word, and do it. That's my request. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His Grace Srimad Sankarsan Das Adhikari Maharaj ki
jai. Thank you very much.